Good morning. Welcome to When the Kids Go Down. Can you hear me? I need to turn my mic up. Or maybe just my voice up. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, so I got a new mic. And when I was listening to last week's episode, I realized how much I sniffled or like sniffed. You know, I'm not going to do it because it was annoying to listen to. And I was like, I just kind of did it. I think it's a tick, like an anxious tick, maybe. I don't know. I like want to do it again, but I'm not going to. I mean, I'm pretty sure that I was sniffly last week because of all the rain and allergies, but I just did it like inhale. So I don't know. I'm going to try to stop. I'm going to try to stop doing that. I know it's annoying when like you hear a lot of smacking or coughing or whatever into the mic. I hate that. Or like when other podcasters, I don't have another like host, but when they would interrupt each other, also annoying. So I'm going to try to stop sniffling into the mic so often. Since we've last spoken, I have read 0 books. I am now 4 books behind where I need to be for my year-end goal. I don't know why that is. I mean, I feel like I read a really good book last time, you know, Hidden Pictures. And I burned through it in 2 sittings. And I was, in a way, it was like, that was like the first physical book that I read in 2 sittings. Like the Emily Henrys that I've read, I wanted to take my time with. And so, and I like annotated those, you know, I didn't annotate this one. I like annotated those. Am I saying that weird? Whatever. And I just read it in 2 days. And I was done, and I still got it, you know, like I can still read a book in a sitting, even though it was 2, and then it was done, and then I was like, okay, books are pieces of cake, like I can just finish them, and then I haven't finished any, and I've also been wanting to read like more thriller and more like, you know, summary vibed books. Also, I had a busy week, like personally, but anyway, I was trying to read more books that were like summer horror thriller vibed. And so what I'll do is just put on like audio samples. And then it's once you're finished with the audio sample, it will skip into the next book that's similar. And then the next book, and then I'll just listen to multiple samples until I have a list of books or I have like a book that I'm like, or yeah, I usually just have like a list of books that I'm like, okay, I really like these few books, and then I end up overthinking it and then not getting any of them or not reading any of them, or I look them up and the reviews are terrible. Okay. Hey, it's on the way now. I thought I paused the recording for that, but I didn't, but whatever, I'm just gonna leave it in because he was talking in the background and it kind of makes sense to leave it all in. I don't know. What? You're crazy, man. What else? This kid's been talking a lot. Can you say shoe? Okay. Shoe. Can you say Mika? No, he's looking for him. Aww. He's not here? Do you have paint on your feet? See that paint? Were you painting yesterday? He's just shaking his head. Yes, he's been really into that lately where, you know, he says thank you. But if you're like, can you say thank you? He just goes, like, shakes his head yes. Like, yeah, I can. And then he won't do it. I received my sweepstakes winning from Simon & Schuster Publishing. I always want to say audio because that's what I hear audiobooks a lot. And then it's like Simon & Schuster, whatever. It was for the My Friends by Frederick Backman. I entered it because he posted something about it to his stories. And I won. And I got a hat. And I was hoping that it wasn't like, which it would have been cool either way, if it was like Simon & Schuster or if it was a My Friend's hat. But I was kind of hoping that it was like specific to the book. And it was. It says My Friends on it. And then I got another copy of the book, which I gave to my sister-in-law because I was planning on getting her a copy anyway or letting her borrow. I was going to let her borrow mine, but it's heavily annotated. And I just want to give her hers because she also likes to annotate. And so I just got really Southern back then, just now. So I got her, I gave her the copy. And Yeah, I also bought my brother a don't never flinch, a never flinch copy by Stephen King, and he's a big Stephen King fan. And I should have known that he already bought it. Like literally, I guess like a couple of days before, and he hadn't started it yet, but he had already bought it. So, I bought him a, I bought it from Barnes and Noble, so he has. The he's gonna go return it and have a little Barnes and Noble day, I think. Last we spoke, I don't know. Which is cute. She's because we know we love to shop around a Barnes and Noble. I like to look at pens, and that's another thing. I wanted to get him like something. I don't know, I overthought it. Like I was like, and this I know I overthought it because I was looking for the pens and I was like, I'm gonna get him like a nice pen to write with. And then I was like, no, I'm gonna get him a new journal. And then I was like, no, I'm gonna get him those little like they look I don't know what they're like little cardboard, very thin cardboard, like well paper, but like they're very thin and they just have like a one or double stitch lining. I hope you know what I'm talking about. They're like tiny, like very tiny notepads that just open and close, whatever. They look like little poetry books. I love those. And so I was gonna get him some of those. For quick notes or whatever, or quick journals, and I or short stories, and I overthought it, and I left without I just the book, and then I was like, a fucking Rubik's cube, that's it's always in his hand. He always has a fucking Rubik's cube. I don't know why I didn't think of that, and they have some, and so whatever. I'll next time, stocking stuffer or whatever. So we'll do that. I also, oh, okay. You guys know that I'm still reading Love Hypothesis, right? So it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. There's a lot. It's funny. It's super funny. I am like listening to it, and this will happen. This happened with that last Emily Henry I read where I was just cackling. So I'd be like listening to it, and I'm quiet, I'm like dead quiet. And then I just like start hysterically laughing at something. And this book has done that quite a bit. And it's been very mild. I didn't know it's 50% of the way through it. So nothing has really happened. But if you're 50% through a book, you can expect like some heavier flirtation or like something heavier to happen. And I didn't realize I was that far, for far, far, further along. So I put it on in the car and it's on 1.7 speed. So it's happening pretty fast. And about like a few seconds in, the words "pee erection" come out, and my kiddo is in the back, and he like repeats everything. So I just like laughed, and then I tried to change it super quick without losing my spot, and that's happened. But also, I wanted to talk about Love Hypothesis because of Lily Reinhart being from Riverdale, being cast as our FMC, which is crazy because I always like it's not crazy, but it's crazy that it literally was announced day before. And I always give myself like shit for not recording these super in advance. And then something always happens right before, which is not a sign. It's just I can get to it in the next episode. But and then I wouldn't have been able to talk about it right now. So there you go. And that's cool. I don't really know anything else about it other than that. And that's exciting. I like her. I really like her. She's very calm. She's like this like very mellow energy. And I love it. And I really like her. I don't know. She's kind of like almost said Love Quinn. Who the fuck? Victoria Peretti? Is that how you say her last name? What's her last name? There's a D in there. Peretti. Victoria Peretti. I don't know if I'm saying that correct, but that interview she had, just very like wise and calm, and just you just want to look at them and listen to them, So that's how I feel about both of them, and I'm super excited for that. That's gonna be great. I can't wait to go see it. I don't know who I'm gonna go see it with. So because I don't know anyone who reads romance in my personal life, so we'll see. If you are my friend and you're listening to this, pick up Love Hypothesis so that we can go watch the movie together whenever the F it comes out. We're just gonna do like a catch up. I'm gonna talk about some life latelys and things that I don't know I want to do this weekend or whatever. So like, just relax if you're on a walk or at work. Just chill out. We're just talking. We're just hanging out here. We're in mid-July and it's hot and some people are over the heat. And I guess I saw this, like, you know, the meme of like July 5th being like spooky season. I was like, why is that? Like, I'm so confused. And it's because after July 4th in America, you are like, it back to school goes up and then fall stuff goes up. So like, you know, that's like, literally there are like spooky stuff out. You know what I mean? Like Halloween stuff out already at stores. So it makes sense. And then when you go back to school, you think you go back in the fall and that's like, you know, fall vibes, spooky vibes. So I guess July 5th is like the marking of that. And it's great. But to me, it's not my birthday yet. I'm just kidding. But kind of. So July is still summer to me. But like, if you want to celebrate or if you want to like put up some spooky stuff in July, I'm down. You can do Christmas in July. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just be happy. So anyway, I think August is still technically summer. I know it's like the most summer fall sounding name. But technically, it's hot summer nights, mid-July, when you and I were forever wild, Lana Del Rey summer. Because, I mean, it literally is mid-July, and then it's August, and then it's September, and then it's, I'm just kidding, I'm not going to get into that. But it's fun, it's fun, it's nice. I don't know why I'm feeling like someone just threw me on stage and said, on air, go, because I can have all the time to record right now. But for some reason, I'm just babbling to a fucking mic. And I think it's because I burnt my coffee and I'm halfway through it. Let's talk about what's like taking up space in my brain right now. So I've been on a wanna like decorate my house and spruce it up and paint the walls type of mood, and also rip the fucking carpet out of my bedroom out. We have carpet only in my bedroom, or I'm sorry, my bedroom, the master bedroom where everyone basically sleeps. But my husband and I are obviously sharing a bed, so I don't know why I just said my bedroom. And we only have carpet here, and then in our son's room, and then that's it. So in their room, and then in ours, and it's all right. The littlest one, he had a popsicle. And then a little bit later, he didn't have one. And then I didn't think about it. And then I walked into the room and now their carpet has a popsicle. And it's just like popsicle stained. It's popsicle shaped stained of red. So, and don't worry, it's not red 40, but I do have to clean that with the shampooer now. The carpet in the bedroom, it's not that bad. It's not even bad at all. It's just that like, I hate vacuuming it because it's a lot. I don't know, it's easier to like sweep up or vacuum with the vacuum, but like, you know what I mean, like, it's just, I don't like carpet. And then, like, I don't know, I get out of the shower and like, it's like, I don't know, I don't like the carpet, no one does, right? And then I used to have a cat, and he would like at the ends by the doors would do that little, like, he would make biscuits, but he would rip up the carpet. So like the carpet where you at the doorways, like when you go into the bathroom, when you leave the bedroom, they come up because he ripped them up. So I need to get the carpet taken out, but I refuse to until I get a rug. And I don't even have a rug. I don't have a single rug in this house. And I want, there's a plum one. It's just like an Amazon one, but it's like a lot of people have it and it's really pretty. Okay, so there's one that like I see kind of everywhere. Not everywhere, but it's popular. It's the terracotta colored one. It's like terracotta rug. And then it's the same manufacturer or whatever. It's just called, like, you know, they have different colors and they're kind of different. But there's another one called plum that I want for basically like when you see it walk into our living room. It's kind of like an open-ish concept. I mean, it's pretty open. But when you walk into our living room, there's a section where like their kiddos' couches are. And then like a little bit of like toys and books or whatever. And then our couch is a sectional that kind of cuts off half the living room. It was gifted to us. And then there's like the seating part of, you know, the living room. So I want to put like a rug, the plum rug, right when you walk into the living room where like the kids' couch is. And it's just like a little nugget looking couch, or not looking. It's like the nugget couch, but it's not the nugget. It's like an off brand. But anyway, I want to put it there. And I also like to sit there and read. I sometimes work out right there. Like I put my, well, actually I don't have a yoga mat. I need to get a yoga mat. I just like double up, fold a blanket and put it down there. But I, since buying their nugget couch for them, the top layer of foam is pretty thin, or it's like half of the bottom layer. So I put that one down and work out on that. But usually when I get down on the floor to work out, I have like two children on top of me as well. So it doesn't really last that long, or I try to do that set at the end of my workout. Otherwise I just feel defeated and then I don't finish my workout. So anyway, I like to sit there and like hang out and read and have my coffee and just chill out with them. And it sucks when it's just like the fucking hard floor. So putting your rug there and then putting your rug by the couch. And then we don't even have a coffee table because like I honestly don't feel the need for one. We have these two bar stools, which I don't even know why I bought two. I should have bought three or four. When we bought the house, I bought two stools. That was it. And like we have an island, you know, we have like an island where like I do most of the cutting or food prep, and we have coffee, hang out with friends. That's where we chit chat over like wine or whatever, typically, because like I'm also typically like making food when we have people over or doing something, or we're all like standing around the kitchen. And so, you know, it's like where you stand and sit, and then there's the dining table, and it's just like a smaller one because we have a smaller dining area. Am I even recording? Okay. And so I just bought the two tables. I mean, the two chairs, the two stools. And I don't know why I did that. And I should have bought four, but I just bought the two. And so my husband and I will like grab the two bar stools and then take them to the couch. And that's where we put our coffee in the morning. And then we take them back later and whatever. And that typically, and then like if we, the kids are asleep and we like late night order Whataburger or something, then we have the stools. We eat Whataburger on the couch with our stools. And it works out fine. I don't like coffee tables because they feel claustrophobic to me. And I don't like square tables. I like round tables, or like somewhat, or like rounded edges, you know? So maybe an oval, but like that would not work out. It would work out in the back, like behind the sectional. That would work out. But also like, I don't think I want to do that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I did kind of want like a vintage long table for behind there. And I feel like I have more, I don't know why I said it like that. I have more of a creative inspiration for behind the couch in the mini area where the kids' stuff is, like their mini living room, than I do for our living room area. And I just feel like it's because I don't like our couch color. It was gifted and it's beautiful and it's comfortable. So I just like, I don't know if I fully feel like it's ours. You know what I mean? So anyway, that, and then I don't know. I always wanted a blue couch, but it was gifted. I'm not complaining. It's beautiful and I love it and it's cushy and it's, I like to read on it and I take naps on it, and I don't really take naps and I like to take a nap on the couch. So anyway, thank you to my mother-in-law. So I just, you know, I need to get a rug for it. And then in our living room, so recently there's this estate sale, right? And I hope I'm not boring you. Okay. You can just hang up the phone if I am. But it was this estate sale, and typically it's kind of like a bust. I don't know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes, you know, hit or miss. So I saw these cream, I would say like maybe like Parisian styled, like vanity, and then a dresser, and the dresser was, it's this like six drawer dresser, so pretty. And then there was like a vanity or whatever. And on top of the vanity, they had a, like a silver handheld mirror and some other little trinkets. And I was like, I have to go. And I forgot, it was like, it usually they start on a Friday. This one started on a Thursday. And I was like, I'll just go Friday. And I totally forgot because I really wanted, and you could like see the price. They don't add the price, but they have them tagged. And in the photo, if you can see the tag, then obviously you see the price. And they were really well priced. And so I was like, man, they're going to get snatched up. And I thought like, oh, maybe not. No, they got snatched up. they got snatched up because like I checked the next day. I checked on the Friday because I totally forgot the Thursday because I in my head was like, go Friday, but make a mental note to like maybe you want to go Thursday morning because this is really good stuff. Gone. Completely gone. I totally forgot about it. Friday woke up and the photos were pulled or they had like a sold overlay. And it's not just like a sold overlay. It's like they turn the photo black and white and then they're like sold. Like it's suddenly like a Big Mac that's gone bad. You know when you see those commercials and they like show a Big Mac and then they're like, it's actually disgusting. And then they make it black and white and then worms are inside of it. That's what it looks like. So didn't get the cute vanity. I really wanted that silver like mirror too. And I didn't get it. So I did recently just see like at this secondhand shop around here that there is a wall mirror. It's smaller, like my kid's size. And I did want it for them, but I fear it may be too heavy. But it's a little like 19 by 12 mirror. And I want something for them for their little like Montessori entryway. They have a feelings board. They have a chair where they put their shoes on. They have their bucket of shoes. And then they have the weather map and the days of the week map thing that I have from their Love Every subscription. And I want to get a little mirror there so that they can see themselves, like put their coat on or shoes on, whatever, check their outfit before they leave, check their hair, etc. And I liked this one. I just think that it may be a little too heavy. And it's also like this vintage like clay mirror, and so I just don't want it to I don't know if I should get it for that area specifically. So maybe not. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I shouldn't. A couple of years ago there was this like 12 by 19 inch little arched mirror that would have been perfect for that area. But it was like that, I don't know, Steel Magnolia brand. That's I'm obviously joking. And it was like $40. And I just remember being like, this vintage mirror I'm looking at right now is about the same price because it's on sale. So I'm like, I'm not going to spend $40 for like a Target mirror that I'm going to give to my kiddos that may this is what I'm saying. Like, I think that the vintage one is too heavy to put that load to the ground. I think it needs to go on like the fire mantle or somewhere like in the bathroom or something, you know? So just somewhere hung up where it won't. It's like secure. So I was just like, I'm not going to spend $40 on a Target mirror that may break. I also talked myself out of buying trinkets quite a bit because I don't know. I'm like, do I really need this? Yes, you do. Cause it makes your house happy because I'm like the more that I just like talked myself through all this, right? Like what my plans are like for the house right now, especially like going into cozy season because it's going to happen sooner than later. And like I keep telling myself, like I have a Pinterest board for like aesthetic pictures for Bookstagram, and I have photos that I want to take, and I'm like, I need a rug because it would make some like it just would make these photos look better. And a lot of these, I don't know, I just need a rug. And I'll put up some photo inspiration so you like get the gist of what I'm talking about. But I need to decorate my house. I've been in this house for like almost five years, and I haven't really decorated it. So I don't think I really went into the coffee table thing either too much, but I want to buy most of my stuff secondhand purely because I don't want my house to look like a copy of everyone else's house. So, and I wanted to reflect, you know, I wanted to reflect like who I am. And I love the idea of like buying something that's, you know, secondhand and you really like, and it looks nice. And then you get it for like a really good price. And then it's like it's low stakes. Like if I want to get rid of it later, then I can. And I could probably make a profit off of it. You know what I mean? So like we have this giant, I almost said couch. It's a desk, like an old like writing desk with where our computer, our home computer is on. I used to record on there, but it literally just holds laundry now. So, and our computer. But Yeah, it used to be in our spare bedroom, and then we cleaned the bedroom out, and now we're gonna put stuff back in there. So anyway, it's sitting in front of me right now, and it's this huge oak like desk, and we could get rid of it because we got it for free, and we could probably sell it for like low $100. I mean, we could probably sell this thing for like $400, 300. But if I sold it for $100, I'd be making money because we got it for fucking free. We just had to go pick it up. And something that I've recently learned about myself is like, so in human design, which human design is kind of like this, well, I don't know, it's like the same as, not the same, but like the same kind of concept of astrology where you enter your birth time, date, whatever, and then it gives you like some personal aspects about yourself. So, and you can deep dive further into that. Some people don't like it, some people do, whatever. Same thing with astrology. Some people don't, some people do. So, but astrology is like actually so fucking real. Anyway, not saying that this isn't, I'm just saying that astrology, like, you cannot deny that. And so, one part of like, I forgot, it's like where you're most comfortable or like location, you know? Mine is markets. And I was trying to like figure that out or like learn a little bit more because it's like how you're going to be most comfortable in life as far as like the environments that we are in and create for ourselves. So it's funny because mine was markets and I was trying to like look more into that because a lot of the stuff was saying that they'll show photos of like a grocery store and they're saying that that's not necessarily like true or it's like a not a myth, but you know, it's just a misconception. And although I do feel like pretty, like I love a market, you know what I mean? Like I love a grocery store. And it said that I would have like grocery stores that are my favorite, which I do. Anyway, it also said, which is funny because I was talking about like the whole estate sale thing, that people with a market placement will, placement as if it's a birth chart, but people with a market location will enjoy either receiving secondhand furniture or purchasing secondhand furniture to, with, it's like low stakes. And it's like a trade mentality of like, I'll get this. My kiddo's being so loud. Sorry. Like you trade it. So it's low stakes. So I will buy something secondhand, decorate with it, and then be like, okay, I want to like change this out. I'm gonna swap it out. And I didn't like spend thousands of dollars on it or hundreds of dollars. So it's easy to like just swap it out and trade it for something else that I like or sell it and then, you know, purchase something else and like keep constant flow of like a market, like trading and that whole thing, you know? I hope I'm making sense. And so it's funny because like that really does fit the vibe, my vibe. And for my husband and my son, my first son, theirs are caves. So it's about like creating this cozy environment. They may not like people like in the home, or they want to know like what time and like what areas they're going to be in, which is so, it's so funny because it's so like both of them. But one of the things that like the first photo I saw when I was looking into caves and like their environment was that they may like a lower bed, like a frame, or sorry, a bed lower to the ground. And my husband, a Virgo, has these hyperfixations where one week he's like super into this and next week he's like super into that, whatever. And he gets like super concentrated on it because of the analytical Virgo side. But it's just like so funny because he had this, we wanted the bed on the ground, like on the frame on the ground. He didn't want like the whatever legs and shit. And so we had a frame that was just like a, it wasn't like this whole bed frame that he'd like take apart. And I remember like he kept talking about how he wanted to do this. And I set up the bed myself because I bought it myself. And well, not because I bought it myself, but like back when I was bartending, I made a bunch of money and I bought this bed frame because I never had a bed of my own. And so I bought this bed when I was bartending, and then we just kind of always had it. And then he kept talking about how he wanted the bed to the ground. So I removed the frame and kept the box. And it was one of those things where he instantly like loved it. So did our first son. And they just thought it was so cool. And like he's like, I sleep more comfortably. I like sleep through the night with it. So yeah, our bed is on the ground, on the box, and it's like low framed or whatever, which is so funny because that was in his design chart of like how he wants to live and how he's most comfortable. And he had this idea, and it's just like a subconscious thing. And subconsciously, I have always had furniture be traded in and out, and I never like to purchase like big furniture items. My son's dresser is like the only really big ticket item that I've purchased for our home. And I bought it because it's versatile, and I can move it from room to room, and it holds its value because it's a really good, like, it's article. I was gonna say it's a good article of whatever, but it's article, the brand article. I continue to get compliments on it, and it's just like something that has like kept its value up, and I know that I could resell it for close to what I purchased it for, which was like years ago. So it doesn't even like, it's a really good, like put together, whatever. Mate, it's really well made, and I can move it around the house, and it pretty much flows like anywhere. So it's funny how that works out subconsciously. Human design, I don't know, like, there's like multiple different apps. A lot of them are like not the, they're like scammy or whatever. I don't think you ever really have to pay for this, or there should be like a free upfront. You never have to pay for your human design chart. So just know that, okay? You can find it from their official website for like free. I'll add it to the show notes. I just burped, sorry. But yeah, it's cool to find these things out about yourself and how it like can help you if you're having issues with like how you want to decorate your space or how you want to feel comfortable. And subconsciously, like you have all these things that you do or know about yourself, but it's harder unless you journal to like uncover all of them. So if you need help, human design and your astrology can help you out. All right, I gotta go. It's missing, what is this? A pincher for your scorpion. Okay, let's put it on. All right, I gotta go. Have a good day. Have a good rest of the week. Bye. Can you say bye?
Bye.
Say, have a good day.
Have a good
No, you don't have to whisper it. Say, have a good day.
day. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye. No, I said thank you.